This is Paul Harrison with Jedi Temple Archives, and we have Jonah Navaji and Steve Evans from Hasbro with us. We're going to ask some of your questions at the HasCon event in Providence, Rhode Island. Okay, any chance on scaling down 3.75 versions of 6-inch Rebels characters? They would be excellent on vintage cards. Who wants to handle that?
I will.
We can often take rework sculpts from 6-inch down to 3¾-inch. It's a not a true scale down. They need a little bit of difference here and there. But we had great response to our Rebels characters. We heard at the panel that people want more of those. It'd be interesting to do vintage Rebels. So I'm going to give you like stock answers. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
You said no stock answers.
Oh, I said I'd try not to. I cannot reveal any Rebels in the line currently, but I would like to do. We can do vintage. We can do vintage Rebels. It's canon, right? So that counts. I'm going to ask you a question. How would we do the card backs? How should that look? Animated or draw or like?
I think you should absolutely have an animated card back, but the figure obviously being a realistic style.
Seriously, you think that would be all right in terms of mixing that?
I feel
because that's something that we worry about. It's like, did you kind of do a painted thing like we did with some of the Clone Wars stuff back in the day?
I think it works fine. I appreciated the realistic drawings of Ahsoka and Obi-Wan in the vintage collection. They looked fantastic, but I think you should stay true to like the inception, like where the character started. We've all accepted that the vintage collection means a realistic style. So the figure, of course, is going to be realistic, but keep the artwork.
We'd have film outs from the animation.
Cool. You've gotten a lot of requests. It's just funny because we've gotten a lot of requests about finishing Rebels and 6-inch because we kind of started it, but I haven't heard a lot of requests for 3¾ vintage Rebels. I mean, I know we just announced vintage, but like, is that something that you've been hearing a lot about, or fans been asking for a lot?
We have been hearing a lot of requests for 3¾-inch Rebels.
Yeah.
The characters themselves just look amazing.
Yep.
Even if you're not a big fan of the show, you still like the characters.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
I'm sure you saw Disney's Chopper 3¾-inch.
Yeah.
That was to die for. We would
love
to see you guys do that.
Okay. All right, cool.
For the vintage collection.
Good.
Well, we're planning 19 out, so...
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Now's the time.
Yep.
Now's the time.
Will you be doing the special action figure sets when the vintage collection comes back full force? There are like 3 or 4 that you have not completed yet, and we're hoping that you'll take the opportunity to complete them.
There will be multi-packs, yeah.
The special action figure sets, though?
When you say that's the three packs.
Yes,
we have plans for doing at least one of those in the near future. Yeah.
Okay, because the ones that are remaining required all new tooling for characters. So
when you say remaining, how classify when you say remaining?
Well, for example, one of the three packs that hasn't been done is Lobot. One has Hammerhead in it. So those will require new sculpts for the vintage collection. So it's a possibility we may see something like that?
We'll see something like it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think multi-packs are...
They're smiling over here, guys.
Multi-packs are a go. It's interesting because it's... How do we design those? Because it's like... I'm not a big fan of the design of the special...
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. The whole text thing without the imagery, I'm like, it's okay.
I think they're awesome.
But I wouldn't... clearly I wouldn't go in and go, wow, completely redesign it, but...
Okay, this is from
a
German reader. He says... Why is it often cheaper for him to buy 6-inch Black Series figures from Amazon in the USA than actually buying them in Germany where he lives? Ray's Speeder was 19 euros less with shipping, and Ray's Speeder in Germany is 85 euros.
This is something that we struggle with a lot, especially in Europe. A lot of our readers in UK and also in Germany. So there's no real easy answer. The reality is that we have a suggested retail price, which is in line with what you would be charged in the US. And then once tariffs get into play and retailers over there charge what they want to charge, we are typically seeing much higher prices in Europe. So there's only a certain amount that we can control of that. And a lot of it is also up to the retailers there. So we've made our teams aware. They are aware of it. We've had a lot of conversations about how we can try and work more closely with the retail partners to try to bring those prices down and more in line with the U.S. because we do realize that in a lot of cases it is, even with the shipping, more affordable to buy off of Amazon or a U.S. retailer and pay the shipping to get it out in Europe. And nobody wants that. There's no reason. It's not Hasbro gouging European customers at all. There's nothing in that for us. It's just something that we're trying to, you know, connect the dots and work on with our retail partners.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
A lot of people wanted us to ask this question. Did Hasbro give up on the Black Series titanium vehicles? It appears the line may have ended with number 33, the Death Star. Are any more planned?
Yeah, that is ended. Yeah, we did a number of ships. You know, we wanted to get some good Rogue One in there, and then we just decided to rest it. You know, we're always kind of looking to see what works. I think that worked to a certain extent. It wasn't a raging success.
Okay.
So we felt like we basically maximized what we can get out of there, and now we're moving on to some other things.
Like vintage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Since Rebels Season 4 is ending, can we get the Ghost compatible with the Phantom Menace? Oh, sweet. The 3¾-inch Ghost.
I don't think there's any. I don't think that's coming anytime soon. We talk about it. We're like, how can we ever do that? We have a couple of things coming down the pike which may make that, you know, something that could happen, but I wouldn't promise it.
Rebels is tricky because Rebels is in this sort of state where it's still fresh in terms of the retailers.
Okay.
But it's kind of hasn't quite hit classic.
Yeah.
I think it will go that way, and I'm really intrigued to see Season 4, particularly how it ties into Rogue One, to kind of really kind of resonate with the more collector community.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So I think it's a weird thing to say. I think as time passes, you'll get more Rebel stuff, if that makes sense, because it kind of goes into the echelon of classic.
Yeah.
Right.
And especially when we can do those more exclusives and more kind of new channels to direct to the collector versus bricks and mortar, which are more sort of broader audience.
You were quite forthright at San Diego Comic-Con that one of the main reasons you brought back the vintage collection was for Cantina Aliens, Jabba's Palace, and things of that nature.
Yes.
We're not asking for specifics, so don't worry.
I'd love to tell you.
Is there an approximate ETA when we can start seeing those types of characters enter the line? Like maybe a quarter of a year, if you can give any information
on
that?
Well, I think we've been very open with you in terms of what we're doing for 18. We kind of listed all the ones we could, and the slotted ones are probably aligned to probably new entertainment, things we can't talk about right yet.
Yes.
We're planning 19 now. We'll be explicit. There will be aliens that your readers talk about in that line.
Yeah, and you also answered me off the record earlier this morning about the vintage collection line being kind of open-ended. There's no planned term date. I think that was huge.
It was me, yep.
Could you just confirm that for our readers on this interview?
Yeah, no, we didn't bring vintage back with a planned end date of this run. So we're going to, you know, hopefully grow it, you know, make it awesome. We don't want to end it. We love it. In the past, when we didn't bring it back, you know, we'd kind of work with Lucasfilm to say this is going to be a certain amount of time, but that's not the plan right now. You know, you guys enjoy it. Keep feeding us the ideas. You know, buy them, and hopefully the sky's the limit.
Yeah, to be frank, you know, there's a mixture, and we've explained there's a mixture of repacks, a mixture of bringing back stuff from, you know, you gave us a list on your site that is really helpful. And I think actually one of the forums you had, which is where the Rebel Hoth trooper came through. That was up there.
Yes.
So it's a mixture, and as we move through that, that's when we can start getting into those kind of more unusual. Once you kind of show again that the collectors are there, because we know you're there, but you know it's a big audience now. We have to kind of show that niche core audience is willing to support the line again, which I know you are. I know even if every one of your readers bought one, that would probably be really cool. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll work through it. We'll get there. We're committed.
Okay, wonderful. Back to 6-inch. Insofar as the 6-inch line is concerned, are we going to see more non-film characters like Rex and Ahsoka? Say, for example, Clone Wars versions of Anakin and Obi-Wan, Pre Vizsla, Fen Rao, Old Republic characters, Bastila Shan, Malak, HK-47, just video games, things of that nature.
We'll continue to do them. We're not going to do like a big collection within a collection type of thing, but you'll find the odd one here and there, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, depending on popularity and what looks good, and if there are any story that relates to those characters as Lucasfilm rolls out new stories and new publishing or anything like that. So
perfect.
But you're not going to get lots of them, I don't think.
Perfect. When will we finally get? You mentioned that you're making all the Scarabs trooper. Like the sergeant, the squad leader. When's the third one coming? The stormtrooper, I think it's called the captain.
With the blue, with the big blue stripe
across.
Yeah,
is that planned in the near future?
I don't have anything planned for that. at this moment in time, unless an exclusive retailer wants
to
come
not,
in.
So it's not correct that all three were in development? Cause
not necessarily in 6-inch. I think we have them expressed across...
Oh,
three,
okay.
Three quarter inch.
I don't think that was clear to the community. Okay, so that clarifies that.
Yep.
Okay.
We can get a retail to do that. It's exclusive. That's an easy one for us to do.
Okay.
As you can expect.
Looks like I have time for one more question.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of got a half answer on this earlier. Would you consider a collector panel to help make decisions for you? You obviously listen to us. How about a select few to help you?
I told Paul that this is something we talk about a lot, and that we're working.
This lady here is going
to
help.
And if the girl next to us holding this, we've talked about it a lot, about trying to not just have conventions be the only time that we have these conversations. I mean, Steve and I are always reading your sites and stuff.
Really.
Yeah. So more to come on it. I mean, you know, I promised you that we'd give you a yay or nay pretty soon, but I don't know if Steve, you want to add anything to it.
I'm eager just to, it's very simple. It boils down to I just kind of want to sit down and chat with you.
Within the
realms of what we should be doing as a company and a corporation, but I just kind of want an honest, candid. I'd like to hear you talk more than us talk, to be honest with you, about like selects and little collections within collections and what we should focus on, but be very realistic and explicit about, okay, we've got to mix things up. It's not all going to be whole new figures all the time, and like which ones do we do and don't do. So we'll work on that.
I know I'm out of time, and I just want to end with this. We asked people to submit their questions for this session that we're conducting right now. We had over 241 comments and questions. So if you could come check the site out and just see what people are asking for, and it would mean a lot to them.
I will. I always read and listen, and you know if I do the ... that's kind of helps me just kind of bookmark where everyone is and things like that. You know, I'm not going to answer questions on there. But,
no, of course not.
No. I've already told you that kind of that big list of like what we should repack and all that kind of stuff. That's printed out and on my desk.
Okay. That's wonderful. I appreciate it. Thank you, Joe.
No, thank you,
Steve.
Thanks, man.
As always, it's a pleasure to see you.
Likewise.